In the Redback Church hymnal, there's a song on page 56 and 57. On page 56, the title of the song is Grace for Every Need. There is joy divine that is ever mine since the Lord has forgiven me. I work and sing for my blessed King. By His grace, I have been set free. And then, at the bottom of page 57, John Newton, a one-time slave trader, put it in these words, "Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. I was blind, but now I see." The grace of God is indeed amazing. When the Greeks used this Greek word grace, they were talking of favors that was extended to other Greeks, to friends, to people they loved, to people who would reciprocate, who would in return show them some grace or cut them some slack. But when God uses this word, when He extends grace, it's not just to His friends. It's not to those that will reciprocate. God extended His grace to us while we were yet sinners. I read the story of one family therapist who tells of a man who set out to adopt a troubled teenage girl. The girl was destructive, disobedient, and dishonest. One day she came home from school, ramshacked the house looking for money. By the time the man arrived, she was gone and the house was in shambles. When his friends heard this, they urged him not to finalize the adoption. "Let her go," they said. "After all, she's not really your daughter." His response was simply, "Yes, I know. But I told her she was." God, too, has made a covenant to adopt His people. His covenant is not invalidated by our rebellion. It's one thing to love us when we are obedient and willing, but when we ramshack His house and steal what is His, that's the real test of love. God showed His great love to us while we were yet sinners. The father didn't look at the wrecked home and say, "Come back when you've learned some respect." Neither did God look at our messed up lives and say, "I'll die for you when you deserve it." Nor did David look at Mephibosheth and say, "I will rescue you when you've learned to walk."
It's been said with shining diamond rings, a band of gold, a string of pearls, a million different things. But to find a greater token of love, I'm at a loss. These treasures rare cannot compare to an old rugged cross, where He said, "I'm dying to tell you I love you, dying to bring you life anew."
If these 5 minutes have been a blessing to you, let us know. We would love to hear from you. Email us at BibleStrong316@gmail.com. We love you.